unworthiness? No. You don't understand it, you don't comprehend it, and you struggle with it. You can even be in knowing of it, and you don't know how to produce or create from that knowingness. Well, sometimes wisdom gets in the way and says, you really shouldn't create that. Your enemy will come and take it away. Well, if you're so all-fired smart, sir, why don't you just create enough gold and coins and so forth to get us through this, and then we don't have to worry about contracts? Are you kidding me? Don't you already have enough trouble with the IRS? Don't you have enough trouble with them picking at you? You want worse trouble? Stop bringing worse trouble upon yourselves. God is perfection. And God is good. Stop blaming God for the bad things. He didn't do it. God only creates, and God only creates goodness. Everything else is a manufacture, crossbreeds, mutations of that which already has been created and exists in your physical world. Why do you think the moment the brain is totally dead, that means the soul is departed, and from that instant you have deterioration of every cell left in that body? God is extraterrestrial. He does not have his feet buried in the mud of your earth. He is the earth. And he doesn't hold your feet. He did not just give birds wings. He gave you wings. You don't use them. A little bird in its physical form knows it can fly. It just flies. It doesn't even think about it. Your soul just flies. It doesn't even think about it. It can hardly wait for you to get out of the way so it can go and do its flying. And you even tried to bind it by nightmares. You don't even give it freedom to go while you sleep. You got to worry. Well, don't do things that make you worry all night. Give your soul some freedom and ascend. Get out there and live a little. And then it makes this living a lot more easy to take. Think about it when you go to bed. Turn these stupid problems over to your mind. And then you go fly. And then you expect your mind to have some answers when you open those peepers in the morning. But don't expect your answers to be a change in somebody else to suit your needs. You better consider, if I have a problem, I better consider how I change. Because I'm stuck with it. And when you put it where it's at, you'll work it out. The mind will always tell you. You can deny, and you cannot do, and you can live in misery, and you can worry. Oh my goodness, can you worry? Or you can get yourself out of your way, and if it's money you need, go find a way to make it. Other than printing it, of course, on the copy machine. That's not good. It is no more worthless than what they give you, but they don't like you to do that. So don't do that. Yes, at least the paper. Everybody hear me so far? I'm talking about solving those great, humongous problems. If you don't have enough money, and you can't wait until there is other ways for us to help. Nobody's holding you. The world is yours. Oh, well, I can't get a job. The world is yours. And we're only one teeny tiny little spot on this world. Go to Bakersfield. Go to Lancaster. Go to Washington, D.C. You'll make it a better place. When God says wait, He doesn't mean sit on your ass and wait until He performs for you. I repeat, you have the world with which. I didn't say in which. I said with which to create. You have all of the elements. You have everything there is in the universe at your disposal. And you don't even notice. We've done a lot of things in this journey that you may not even see, understand, or even know. We start out from zero, zip, behind the eight ball. Why? So that people eventually can see that you don't have to sit in the gutter. It may take a lot of creative thought. It may take a hell of a lot of work and a lot of fun. You do not have to live a miserable existence. And yet you must not turn away from the responsibility of correct thought. Constant learning. Constant learning. You cannot change a system by enlarging the old one. So you take the smaller bits and you begin to build up through. And when people see it's a better way, they will join you. Be worthy of yourself. Because if you can't be worthy of yourself, you can certainly never be worthy of God. Because you will not dare to reflect it. Be kind to yourself. Get off your own back. And if you don't like things the way they are, go out and change them. Don't tell me you can't. It's not in my acceptable vocabulary from you. Salut. Unworthiness? No. You don't understand it, you don't comprehend it, and you struggle with it. You can even be in knowing of it, and you don't know how to produce or create from that knowingness. Well, sometimes wisdom gets in the way and says, you really shouldn't create that. Your enemy will come and take it away. Well, if you're so all-fired smart, sir, why don't you just create enough gold and coins and so forth to get us through this, and then we don't have to worry about contracts? Are you kidding me? Don't you already have enough trouble with the IRS? Don't you have enough trouble with them picking at you? You want worse trouble? Stop bringing worse trouble upon yourselves. God is perfection, and God is good. Stop blaming God for the bad things. He didn't do it. God only creates, and God only creates goodness. Everything else is a manufacturer, crossbreeds, mutations of that which already has been created and exists in your physical world. Why do you think the moment the brain is totally dead, that means the soul is departed, and from that instant you have deterioration of every cell left in that body? God is extraterrestrial. He does not have His feet buried in the mud of your earth. He is the earth. And He doesn't hold your feet. He He did not just give birds wings. He gave you wings. You don't use them. A little bird in its physical form knows it can fly. It just flies. It doesn't even think about it. Your soul just flies. It doesn't even think about it. It can hardly wait for you to get out of the way so it can go and do its flying. And you even try to bind it by nightmares. You don't even give it freedom to go while you sleep. You got to worry. Well, don't do things that make you worry all night. Give your soul some freedom and ascend. Get out there and live a little. And then it makes this living a lot more easy to take. Think about it when you go to bed. Turn these stupid problems over to your mind. And then you go fly. And then you expect your mind to have some answers when you open those peepers in the morning. But don't expect your answers to be a change in somebody else to suit your needs. You better consider, if I have a problem, I better consider how I change. Because I'm stuck with it. And when you put it where it's at, you'll work it out. The mind will always tell you. You can deny, and you cannot do, and you can live in misery, and you can worry. Oh my goodness, can you worry? Or you can get yourself out of your way, and if it's money you need, go find a way to make it. Other than printing it, of course, on the copy machine. That's not good. It is no more worthless than what they give you, but they don't like you to do that. So don't do that. Yes, at least the paper. Everybody hear me so far? I'm talking about solving those great, humongous problems. If you don't have enough money, and you can't wait until there is other ways for us to help, nobody's holding you. The world is yours. Oh, well, I can't get a job. The world is yours. And we're only one teeny tiny little spot on this world. Go to Bakersfield. Go to Lancaster. Go to Washington, D.C. You'll make it a better place. When God says wait, He doesn't mean sit on your ass and wait until He performs for you. I repeat, you have the world with which. I didn't say in which. I said with which to create. You have all of the elements. You have everything there is in the universe at your disposal. And you don't even notice. We've done a lot of things in this journey that you may not even see, understand, or even know. We start out from zero, zip, behind the eight ball. Why? So that people eventually can see that you don't have to sit in the gutter. It may take a lot of creative thought. It may take a hell of a lot of work and a lot of fun. You do not have to live a miserable existence. And yet you must not turn away from the responsibility of correct thought. Constant learning. Constant learning. You cannot change a system by enlarging the old one. So you take the smaller bits and you begin to build up through. And when people see it's a better way, they will join you. Be worthy of yourself. Because if you can't be worthy of yourself, you can certainly never be worthy of God. Because you will not dare to reflect it. Be kind to yourself. Get off your own back. And if you don't like things the way they are, go out and change them. Don't tell me you can't. It's not in my acceptable vocabulary from you. Salud.
Salud.
Thank you very much.